open before Savitri, a guided turned the dumb revolving wheels, and in the eager body of their speed, the dim-mast hooded godheads rolled who move assigned to man immutably from his birth, receivers of the inner and outer law, at once the agents of his spirit's will and witnesses and executors of his fate.
Thank you.
often from gilded dusk to argent dawn, where new lamps flickered on frescoed wall, and the stone lattice stared at moonlight bough, half conscious of the tawdry listening night. Dimly she glided between banks of sleep, at rest in the slumbering palaces of kings.
Thank you.
Hamlet and village saw the fate of Antipas, home of a life bent to the soil it ploughed. For sustenance of his short and passing day, that transient keep their hold, repeated course, unchanging in the circle of a sky which alters not above our mortal choice. communist thinking creatures burdened ours. The free and griefless spaces now she turns. Here was the childhood of primeval Earth, imperial acres of the eternal sower, and wind-stirred grasslands winking in the sun, or mid green musing of woods and rough brow hills, in the gross murmurous bee air, humming wild or past the long leaping voice of silver floods, like a swift hope journeying among its dreams, hasten the chariot of the golden bride.
Thank you.
sins of our mother, kept for us still her austere region and her musing depths. Her impersonal reaching, lonely and inspired, and the mountainesses of her rapture haunts. August, exulting in her maker's eye, she felt her nearness to him in earth's breath. Conversed still with a height behind the veil, still commune with eternity beyond.
Thank you. Thank you.
as floats a sunbeam through a shady place, the golden virgin in her carven car came gliding among meditation seats, awake in candid dawn or darkness mood to the still such inclined, the daughter of flame drank in hushed splendor between tranquil lids and felt the kinship of eternal calm. Found not the one predestined face for which she sought amid the sons of men.